In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
On Mount Sinai, it says that the Lord descended in a cloud and stood before Moses and instructed him on how to build the tent of testimony. This was a luminous cloud, as a light cloud, a cloud of light. Because when Moses came down from the mountain, it says that the skin of his face shone. It was glorified, it says in Scripture, from the Lord speaking to him in the cloud. Again, when the tent of testimony was completed, it says that the same luminous cloud of the Lord overshadowed it, and it was filled with the glory of the Lord, so that not even Moses was able to enter it. Again, when King Solomon's temple was finished, it says that fire came down from heaven, and the glory of the Lord filled the house, so that the priests could not enter. Liturgical texts give us to recognize all of these as different manifestations of the Holy Spirit, the life indwelling Christ, who is the light of men. From this we recognize the Holy Spirit as the luminous cloud that overshadowed the disciples when the Lord took them up onto a high mountain and was transfigured before them. The Holy Spirit descends on the holy apostles as tongues of fire on Pentecost, not just as he descended on Moses on Mount Sinai, not just as he descended on the tent of testimony or on the newly built temple of Solomon, but also as he descended and was moving over the face of the waters at creation, and who at the command of God's word brought forth the light in which God made the world. Clearly, I think, a prophetic image of the word of God coming forth from the Virgin as the true light of the world. God the Father himself bearing witness in his work of creation that his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Logos, that is to say, the defining, inner defining principle of the world, the Alpha and the Omega of all creation. So when our Lord says, if your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light, we do not take this as a metaphor. The light is the Holy Spirit. If our eye is good, our body becomes a temple filled with the Holy Spirit, the luminous cloud of fire, the light of God's glory. Through the glory of the Spirit that shone from Moses' face in such a way that no one could look at it, says St. Macarius the Egyptian, Moses showed how in the resurrection of the righteous, their bodies will be glorified with the glory that their souls already possess inwardly during this present life. Our whole body will be full of light, says the Lord, if our eye is good. Now, in whatever direction our eye is turned, in that direction we will walk. If our eye, then, is fixed on all the commandments of the Lord, if we meditate on the Lord's precepts and fix our eyes on his ways, I'm drawing from Psalm 119, then the eye of our heart is turned toward the light of God. For as it says in the Proverbs, his commandments, the commandments of the Lord's law are a lamp. His way is a light. And so we will walk in the light as he is in the light. And in his light, in his commandments, we will see light. We will see Christ, the light of the world. And we will become sons of light. The eye is that in our heart that determines in what direction we will walk. Either towards the darkness of mammon, which is cold and heartless, or towards Jesus Christ, the fountain of life, He's the fountain of life, because in him, as in a deep font, are the living waters of the Holy Spirit, who is the life of God and the light of men. If our eye is good, if our heart is pure, we shall see Christ God, the true light of the world, who, because he so loved the world, became flesh and dwelt among us to shine in the darkness of this world as a lamp to illumine all of us who hunger and thirst after righteousness, who seek first the kingdom of heaven, that we may become pure in heart, that we may become all light as he is light, and live forever in the joy of Christ our God, who is the resurrection and the life. This, to be pure in heart, to become all light in the light of Christ, who is our life, this is the deepest pathos of our soul. It is the mournful cry of the heart's deepest longing. Attaining it is what biblical faith is all about. Out of the depths I cry to thee, O Lord, hear my voice. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Put a new and right spirit within me. All the ordinances and the laws governing Old Testament religion, this is their purpose: to lead the Israelite into the presence of the Lord in his secret heart, so that the Lord can cleanse him and restore to him the joy of the Lord's salvation. The Lord does not complain about Israel's failure to perform properly the sacrifices. He doesn't complain because Israel didn't keep the new moons, the Sabbaths, the fasts properly. In fact, they did keep them properly, and he complained about it, because what he was complaining about was that they had forsaken him. They had forsaken him in their heart, so that while they drew near to him with their lips of their mouth, in their heart they were far from him. And this is why he empties himself and becomes obedient to the Father, even to the point of death on the cross. It's to give to Israel a new heart, and to put within her a new spirit, to take out her heart of stone, and to give her a heart of flesh. And you wonder if this is what St. Paul is referring to when he says that the true Jew is the one who is circumcised inwardly, or is the one who is the true Jew is one who is one who is a Jew inwardly. And the true circumcision is not of the flesh, but of the heart. God cutting out the heart of stone and putting in a heart of flesh. The Holy Spirit descended on Moses as a cloud, so that the skin of his face shone. And Moses brought forth the word of God, written on tablets of stone, instructing him how to build the tent of testimony. The Holy Spirit descended on the blessed Panagia, not as a cloud, but ineffably, directly, and intimately. And her whole being, not just the skin of her face, became the burning bush that was not consumed. And she brought forth the word of God in the flesh, written not as letters on tablets of stone, but as a new and right spirit in the human heart. And there were no instructions given to the Theotokos on how to build a tent of testimony or how to perform the sacrifices, because the word of God himself became the tent of testimony. For he became flesh, it says. He became flesh, and he pitched his tent. That's what the word reads in the Greek. He pitched his tent among us, the temple of his body. He himself became the sacrifice. whose own blood was offered not just for the purification of our flesh, but for the cleansing of our heart. The flesh of Abram was as good as dead, says St. Paul, because he was childless. But he believed in the word of the Lord. That is to say, he fixed the eyes of his heart on the word of God, and it says he became righteous. That is to say, his body became light in him who is the true light. He was raised to life in the word of him who was the resurrection and the life. This word of God became flesh. So how could the flesh of Christ not be all light, all fire? It was living flesh, such that even his death was life-creating, and his body the source of our life and resurrection. Beloved faithful, the church is the bride of Christ, formed from his holy body, formed from his holy blood and water that flowed from his side. She became flesh of his flesh and bone of his bones. She came into being as his body. When you went into the waters of your holy baptism, the cloud of the Lord's glory descended on you, as he did on Moses, as he did on the Holy Virgin, as he did on Christ in the waters of the Jordan, as he did on Christ in the tomb, as he did on the holy disciples at Pentecost, as he did on the waters of creation. And he gathered you under his wings, and he raised you up into the new creation, the life and the resurrection of Christ, God incarnate. Beloved faithful, if the church is the body of Christ, then she is all light, all fire. She is the living flesh of God, and the fiery cloud of the glory of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, rests upon her. And that cloud descends on us in the doctrines, in the prayers, the worship, the icons, the holy scriptures, the ascetic disciplines of the church. If our eye is good, if the eye of our heart is fixed on the light shining in these words of Christ's holy church, so that we are walking in the light as he is in the light, then our heart is being created anew, and our body is being filled with light as we become members of Christ's body. And when we partake of Christ's body and blood as our flesh and drink, as our food and drink, we are becoming members of his body. We are becoming, in our union with him, temples of the Holy Spirit, tents of testimony. In his light we see light. We see God in the joy of Christ who lives in us. Amen. Most Holy Theotokos, save us. Glory to Jesus Christ.